Welcome to the HSP podcast. I'm Julie Bieland, and I'm a psychotherapist specializing in high sensitivity. And I'm really excited to bring you a series of guest hosts on the podcast. I've chosen these hosts because they have something that I believe will really support you, and each one of them has their own type of specialty. So I think that there will be a lot of value in listening to these episodes. And we invite you to explore more episodes and more resources for the highly sensitive person at sensitiveconnection.com. Hope you enjoy this episode.
Welcome to all the highly sensitive people and empaths that have joined us today. I'm so glad you all are here. And this is a self-care ritual for turning up self-love. I'm Sara Lopez, and I'm an intuitive coach and Reiki healer from Vermont, USA. And I'd just love to welcome you and share that we'll be doing some distance energy work today and starting with some cleansing. We'll set intentions for our day or for the week, and we'll do some journaling with affirmations, and then I'll close with sending you some Reiki to any past events that might need healing or present or future events. And I just want everyone to know that this is a really safe space and that you're held here in a sacred healing container. And I did some intention setting and energy work before the call that just cast this as a sacred healing container. And just know that anything that's coming up is welcome here. Feel free to unmute or just to put in the chat if there's something that you'd like to share or express. And I invite you to take the pieces that resonate with you and incorporate them into your daily self-care practice. And just really do whatever you need to get comfortable. If you need to wiggle your body a little bit or take your shoes off, that would be fine. And let's just come together and feel the energy in the circle. So first, just tuning in with ourselves and thanking ourselves for being here, honoring who we are as highly sensitive people, our empaths, and just asking ourselves, how do we feel today? How do I feel? And as empaths and highly sensitive people, we can tend to pick up on the electromagnetic frequencies of others, and that often comes in the form of emotions. So we tend to sense others' emotions as empaths, and know that this is a time when you can completely disconnect from that and ground back into your own energy, back into your own center, so that all the waves of life are not going to throw you around and you can stay rooted in your own truth. So stretch your arms out wide, and I'd like you to hold the hand of the person next to you, imagining that we are in a giant circle of support. Feel the support of the HSP or empath next to you. Feel your hands warm up. And you can even send the person next to you just a thought of good wishes or that they have a good day. Good. And just really feel the love that's surrounding the circle, feeling it energized and feeling your body energized by understanding that this is a time where you can take care of you and be gentle with yourself. All right, so we're going to start by wrapping ourselves in a healing cocoon. So, kind of like when a chrysalis, before a caterpillar comes out into a butterfly, it's totally fine to stay in that place where we're in between one thing and another. We don't know what's next, or maybe the next step to achieving our dream is not quite coming together. And just holding ourselves in that place, wrapping ourselves in a healing cocoon, and just sending ourselves some love, receiving love from the universe, knowing it's completely okay to stay in this place. Good. So, when we have emotions that are in our unconscious or subconscious mind, like fear, shame, these emotions can hold us back from feeling self-love. So, it's super important to clear them out. And we may not even be aware that we're feeling this. It can be, feeling like we're not worthy or feeling like we're not good enough. And we're just going to clear all of those away, doing a full release of any doubts, any thoughts, any patterns that are holding us back. And this is so that we can experience love, self-love, bliss. And I'm just going to spray some energy and air cleanser all around you, just helping to activate all of your senses and cleansing. Going all around the crown of your head and your shoulders, releasing any stress or tension, any physical tension you might be feeling. Going to the front of your body, your heart, cleansing any pain in your heart, anything that's feeling heavy and feeling that weight just lift. Cleansing your solar plexus, cleansing out any feelings of, I can't do it, I'm not good enough. Your hips, any trauma or events that are weighing you, feeling those completely lift and clear. Going down your legs and your feet, the soles of your feet. Good. And we're going to cleanse with some salt. If you have your own salt, that's totally fine, or you can just look at this. And feel that the salt is just completely washing away anything that isn't not in alignment with your highest self. Feeling that flow where the salt is just carrying it completely out of your body. And sometimes, as empaths, we have cords that attach to other people or situations. And this is something that I know I wasn't even conscious of until I worked with a healer and worked to release these cords. So, we're very empathetic. We want to help people. And sometimes, whether it's a toxic person we come into contact with, or really just toxicity in our environment, we can create a cord with that situation or person. And we can either cut the cord with any toxic or dense energy, or if it's someone that we want to, continue to have a cord with and have that connection to, we can just kind of clean up the energy of the cord. So imagine like a toothpaste, is being squeezed out like you would to try to get out the last little piece of toothpaste out of your container, and just seeing any dense energy get squeezed out so that that cord is full of light and love and it's bright. So cutting any cords now, cords attaching to your body that are dense, any low vibration energies being released. Feeling those fall away. Anything not in alignment with your highest truth. And coming back to yourself, you can put your hand on your heart and another hand on your solar plexus. Your solar plexus is your stomach, and it's really just the seat of self-care. And tuning into your body, taking a breath in. And as you exhale, you can let out a sound. Inhale. Exhale, let out a sound. Knowing you can always come back to your breath, and that knowing that we can't make stress hormones when we're breathing deeply into our belly. So now we're going to activate safety, because before we can feel self-love or to really focus on self-care, we have to feel safe in our body and just safe in life. So I'd love to for you to think about a time in your life when you felt really safe. It could be, you know, a happy event, or some people have never felt safe in their life, and that's completely fine. Just imagine what it would feel like. And think about what sounds and what words you heard. How did it feel? What did any tastes or smells come to mind? And get it super clear in your mind. And we're going to turn up that feeling of safety like a volume button. So we'll all start at an 8, going up to a 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, feeling that sense of safety really strong now. Feeling it completely taking over, feeling so safe. 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. When you have it really clear in your mind, you can tap your chest twice and that anchors it in. And that's your safety button, knowing you can always come back to that feeling of safety by just tapping your chest twice slightly. So when I tuned in before this session and ritual, I got that something we all need to release that we've taken on as empaths and highly sensitive people is failure as an emotion. So this is about society and the collective not valuing intuition and not valuing the gift of receiving and just being, and just not valuing that sixth sense that empaths can have. And we've somehow taken this on and kind of turned it on ourselves and not valued it in ourselves. So we're going to release all that. So what we're going to do is to clear it over the governing meridian, which runs over the top of our head, down our spine. And this is a Chinese energy center line. And when we run our hand over the top of our head, that magnifies our intention to release an emotion that is trapped in our body. And because we've inherited this emotion, we're going to clear it 10 times and I'll do it with you. I do recommend that after you watch this, either on replay or if you're here live, just hydrate and drink a lot of water so that any emotions that have come up can really flow through you and be released. So it doesn't matter if your hand is touching your head or just over the top of your head. It's really your intention to let this go. So taking a little wiggle of your body and wiggling out, taking a breath in and out. We're going to clear 10 times. Run your hand over the top of your head. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Good. And I'm getting that we did clear this, so that's beautiful. And let's, now that we're completely clear, set an intention. So I have a candle. If you have your own candle, you're welcome to light it now. Or you can just look at this one. And sending our intention into the candle, into the flame. What do you want to bring in and manifest in your life? It can be one word, or it can be many different words. And I'm just sending Reiki to all of your intentions. Reiki is universal life force energy. And it's just magnifying those intentions and making them grow and expand. Good. So we're going to do a little bit of fun potion making and smelling of different things now. This is Ylang Ylang, and you can smell it. I actually got this in Costa Rica when I went with my family many years ago, and the actual flower is white. It smells so intoxicating, and it's just the most delicate, gorgeous flower. And Ylang Ylang really lights up our sense of fun and our inner child, and also just activates that sense of inner knowing in our heart. Just trust in our own self and our own heart. And this is rose essential oil. Rose is the highest vibrating oil, and it vibrates at 350 hertz. So that means that when we smell it, the scent of the rose elevates and harmonizes our heart. And it helps connect us to divine love and really to access those higher emotions of self-love through meditation, mindfulness, or even prayer. And something I learned from some healer I worked with in Mexico was something called pendulum healing. I've worked with pendulums for a long time, but I've never combined that with setting intentions, and we're going to do that right now. So I am using, actually, it's called Pendulum Healing Commands, and I found this used on Amazon, and I really have found that when I do Pendulum Healing Commands, it's really a message to my subconscious and unconscious mind, and it really works and completely changes how I'm feeling, if I'm feeling, you know, down or off. then it really can help reset that. So I will just say them for you, and you can just receive and take that in. May this be for the highest vibrational good of all. Remove any blocks that you have to self-love. Remove any blocks you have to coming to peace with all of existence. Send the highest frequencies and potencies of love to all the people around the world, all the highly sensitive people and empaths. Replace anything that is not self-love with powerful self-love. Transform the energy of self-hatred into self-love. Transform the energy of shame into self-love. Good. And we're going to do a little bit of journaling right now. So you can get out your journals and your pens. And what I'd like you to think about and write about is, how do you receive love? We all have our own unique love language. This is something I just learned about. And our love language is, it can be time, whether someone is giving us their time or we're giving ourselves time for self-care. It can be physical touch, whether that's your love language. It can be receiving a gift or even giving a gift to someone else. It can be through words, what we say to ourselves, and also what someone else might say to us. So how can I receive more love, and what is my love language? You can all take a couple of minutes to write about this, and when you hear the bell, just come back. Would anyone like to share? I'll share. I actually wrote this a couple of years ago when I was journaling about self-love. And these are just kind of dreams that I thought of that I'd like to just bring in more into my life and just activate self-love. So I wrote wearing a flowing dress, and I am doing that. I love flowing dresses. Making chai and really savoring it, not rushing through. So taking that time for self-care and self-love. The smell of bread baking. I have not done that yet. I don't really know how to make bread, but I'd love if anyone else knows and you want to share some tips, I'd love to hear. The sound of ocean waves, I really find it just completely reviving to my spirit to visit the ocean. Women and children in my home and my space, yes, I definitely have manifested that. Going to Barrio Bakery, just my favorite bakery, something that brings my spirit a little joy. Candles for dinner. That I rarely ever do, but maybe that could be something for the rest of the year to try. Great. Well, I'm going to take some time to send you some Reiki and affirmations. So just take this in, and this will be a little bit more energy work. So putting this rose quartz in your right palm. Your right palm is the palm of receiving, where you can really receive that love. And I'm going to gently send you some Reiki symbols. The first one is for physical healing of your body. And I'm getting that the knees, for some reason, need more support. So I'm focusing here on your knees. You can feel those warming up. I feel my hands warming up your knees. And I'm getting that this is about having compassion for yourself and not judging. Just whatever you might be going through, honoring that. And if it is something that's kind of intense or that feels really challenging, just knowing that you're going to come out the other side. And you have before and you can do it again. And you're not the only one that ever felt that way. We all go through that sometimes. And I'm putting the circular rose quartz right on your heart, feeling your heart warm up and a green flame in your heart getting bigger and bigger. Feeling that green flame expand and burn away any pain, any heartache that you're feeling. Feeling it open up to all the possibilities. There's no longer a need to have to protect your heart because you have clean and clear boundaries. You don't have to guard your heart so much and not let emotions in and not feel your own emotions. You can feel your own emotions. It is safe. You can let people love you. You can accept help when you need it. You are worthy. You are enough. And I'm getting to put this pink opal on the top of your head. Just really connecting you with the universe, source energy, whatever you'd like to call it. And this is transforming any overthinking, any busy thoughts with just calm and peace. Good. And now everyone, please put your hand on your heart. Hold your heart here. Just honor everything that's unique about you. Every little thing that you're possibly scared to put out there into the world because you are afraid of what people might think. Just knowing that you are a gem. Everyone deserves to know you and to love you. And I just want to remind everyone to please drink a lot of water when you're done with this. And also, you'll probably know what a big hippie I am now. If you can go barefoot, that is a great thing to do, because the energy of the earth has an electromagnetic charge that's can be different from ours when we're around a lot of things like cell phones and computers, and it helps to release any of that charge or release anything we may have picked up by going barefoot. And I invite you all to do that. Even if it's cold, you can do it for just a second in your backyard or with socks. So thank you so much. And I do offer free Reiki healing beams. Every Thursday I do those, where I have your name and I send you some Reiki. You can find that on my website, empathmagic.com, empathmagic.com. Again, it's spelled empathmagic.com. Thank you so much.